And now, on this Mother's Day, we enjoy a food moment with our commentator, Chef Gillian Clark. She learned some of life's toughest but best lessons in her mother's kitchen.
There were always recipes in the monthly magazines that came to our house. Some were for the fast meal cooked after a long day at work. Others offered options for entertaining. Then there was the ambitious, awe-inspiring dessert. I wasn't much older than 10, but I had been witness to dozens of dessert miracles. The burnt sugar layer cake tested timing, skills, and reflexes. The almond-covered chiffon cake tested discipline, patience, and manual dexterity. But it was the baked Alaska that tested my mother's intestinal fortitude. This dessert boggled the mind. First the name, Baked Alaska. Wow, only frozen Sahara sounded more exotic or paradoxical. As far as we could tell from our mother mumbling as she gathered the ingredients, this dessert was to be frozen, baked, and then frozen again. This was worth letting the TV lose its horizontal hold in the family room. By the time the slightly brown tower of cake, ice cream, and meringue emerged from the freezer, it was way past our dessert hour and our bedtime. My mother was too distracted and distressed to notice that it was 2 in the morning. We held our breath as the trembling knife broke the icy top layer of frozen tundra. But the knife quickly sank in, a skater on thin ice. Molten ice cream flowed from the fissure. That was the first and last time Baked Alaska was ever attempted in that kitchen. My mother had baked her Waterloo. Despite the failed conquering of Alaska, we all respected the attempt. It took guts to bake a cake, cover it with ice cream, smooth meringue over it, and then put all of that into the oven. There may not have been glory that time, but after Alaska, the almond chiffon cake, cooling in its tube pan, suspended upside down on the neck of a wine bottle, was, well, a piece of cake. It takes a lot of courage to travel to the unknown with only a list of ingredients, some vague instructions, and a picture of the final outcome as your guide. Until recently, I was terrified of cheesecake. I wasn't sure I liked the idea of a spring-form pan in my house. As much as there is bravery in cooking the unfamiliar, often when eating we must screw our courage to the sticking place. I've swallowed oysters, raw eggs, a baby octopus. From my kitchen window, I witness small acts of courage all of the time. Diners, after a couple of trust-building meals in my dining room, have the guts to overcome their own food aversions and bad food memories. When there are 2 couples and only a table for 4 open, you'll find brave souls sitting with people they don't know. We are tested every day in kitchens and in dining rooms. We can't ignore the potential for discovery when we attempt the difficult recipe or taste rutabaga for the first time. There's something to be said for having the guts to risk facing our Waterloo. I've learned my limitations in the kitchen. However, each time I attempt the impossible, I expand the boundaries. There are many Baked Alaskas in our lives, and certainly we'll come face to face with a Waterloo or two. We owe it to ourselves to bite off more than we can chew every once in a while.
Gillian Clark is the chef owner of The Colorado Kitchen, a restaurant in Washington, D.C.